Zechariah chapter 12. The word of Yahweh concerning Israel, Yahweh who stretches out the heavens and lays the foundation of the earth and forms the spirit of man within him, says, Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of reeling, a cup of trembling to all the surrounding peoples, and on Judah also will it be in the siege against Jerusalem. It will happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all the peoples. All who trample upon it will be severely wounded, and all the nations of the earth will be gathered together against it. Well, this is finally going to come true in the last days, when Jerusalem is surrounded by her enemies, but whoever tries to take Jerusalem is going to suffer. In that day, says Yahweh, I will strike every horse with terror and his rider with madness. And I will open my eyes on the house of Judah, and will strike every horse of the peoples with blindness. The chieftains of Judah will say in their heart, The inhabitants of Jerusalem are my strength in Yahweh of armies, their God. In that day I will make the chieftains of Judah like a pan of fire among wood, like a flaming torch among sheaves. And they will devour all the surrounding peoples on the right hand and on the left, and Jerusalem will yet again dwell in her own place. So the picture here is of all the surrounding peoples, as they're called, coming against Jerusalem, and God punishing them. That is the picture that you've got throughout the Bible, that this is going to happen in the last days. Now, it's only in the last few generations that Jerusalem has actually been inhabited by Jews. And this whole situation whereby the surrounding nations are all against Jerusalem, are all against Israel, that has only come about relatively recently. So I think you could say that the stage is being set for the fulfillment of this prophecy. We cannot say when Jesus will come back, we must live as if he's coming today. But it would also be true to say, I think, that God is setting the scene, and the situation that you see in the world today is, I think, fulfilling Bible prophecy insofar as it is setting the scene for these things to happen. In that day, Yahweh will defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. He who is feeble among them at that day will be like David, and the house of David will be like God, like the angel of Yahweh before them. It will happen in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. And they will look to me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and will grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for his firstborn. So they will look to me, God, whom they have pierced. Clearly this is talking about how Jesus will appear. He will show them the marks in his hands and feet where they crucified him, and they shall mourn. They shall repent as one mourns for his only son. Well, of course, it was not God who died on the cross. Jesus is not God. And yet, by piercing the Son of God, they did this to Jesus. And Jesus was a sweet little baby. He was held in his mother's arms, and Zacharias looked at him and said to his mother, A sword will pierce your own soul as well. And I think that came true when Jesus was pierced on the cross, and Mary, as the mother of Jesus, saw that. And she felt it as if she was pierced. And yet God the Father in heaven looked on his Son being pierced and felt that he also had been pierced. It's a strange and strangely beautiful connection between the Father, the Mother, and the Son. But then Israel will repent, and they will mourn and grieve bitterly as one grieves for his firstborn. They will know how God felt because Jesus was the firstborn Son of God, and they will share God's feelings. In that day there will be a great mourning in Jerusalem, like the mourning of Hadad-Rimmon in the valley of Megiddo. The land will mourn every family apart, the family of the house of David apart and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart and their wives apart, the family of the house of Levi and their wives apart, the family of the Shimeites and their wives apart, all the families who remain, every family apart and their wives apart. I think the idea is that everybody will weep individually, not just because, oh, she started crying, so I shall start crying. Every man and woman and every family and individual will personally repent for what they did. This is what's going to happen. And that's why we should be out there trying to prepare Israel for this by sharing the gospel with them, seeking to persuade them that the Jesus whom they crucified is the Messiah of Israel.